Wisconsin Democracy campaign is going after Ziegler for not recusing herself in 16 cases. Seven of those involved the West Bend Savings Bank, where her husband is on the board of directors. The other nine involved businesses in which Ziegler holds at least $50,000 worth of stock. Democracy campaign director Mike McCabe calls Ziegler's actions a clear-cut and flagrant violation of the rules. He says his group thought it important to file this complaint publicly, so there's pressure on the state's Judicial Commission to decide on it one way or another.
If the Judicial Commission doesn't do anything, then that actually sends a very loud and clear message to the entire legal community that our code of ethics can be taken with a grain of salt, and that what appear to be very clear-cut, black-letter rules, in fact, are awfully gray and can be obeyed or can be ignored.
Ziegler has said she welcomes any impartial review of any of these cases. Her campaign manager, Mark Grawl, says that in each instance, Ziegler was impartial and fair.
No one has ever questioned the outcome of the case. It's clear that she was fair to everyone involved, showed no bias towards any party, and obviously there was zero financial gain to the Zieglers.
Grawl also says that some of these cases involved small claims, where the parties involved never appeared before Ziegler, and a clerk handled the paperwork. McCabe says while that's true for some of the cases, it's immaterial. He says nowhere in the Code of Ethics does it let judges ignore the rules just because of the nature of a case. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.